And we are live. Hey there, private practice success superstars. Gerda Mahler here, clinical psychologist and private practice success business coach and mentor, going live on a fabulous Friday afternoon. I literally have around about 30 minutes before my kiddos get home from school because I sent the hubby to go and pick them up. And I thought, what I'm going to do with these 30 minutes, I'm going to hop on and talk to you guys. I'm really hopeful that I'm going to get some of you to join me live. I do know it's Friday, and I do know most people are still at work right now, right? Because it's just before 3 o'clock. If you are in the southern states, it will be just before four. Let me just check here, make sure I'm live. This is my laptop that I'm looking down to. Oops, there we go. Fabulous. Yes, and we are live, and I believe the lovely Abby that's just in the other room here, my amazing personal assistant, is sharing this into our Facebook groups so that we can hopefully have a few people on to join us live, because it's just so much more fun, right? Rather than me just talking to myself all by my lonesome. Not that I'm lonesome. Abby is here, but she's in the other room, right? All right. I refuse to start talking until there's one person. I refuse. Abby, maybe you'll have to jump on so that I can feel like I'm talking to someone, right? Otherwise, it's not going to be any fun. And we've got a fun topic to talk about. Have you read the topic? And if you are joining us live, you have to say hi and hello in the comment section. Abby is live here with us. Great, Abby. Now I can start talking about the topic at hand. Let me just scroll down here. I'm sure as Abby shares it, more people will join on. There we go. Refresh the page. I see we've got two people. Fabulous. Please say hi and say hello. Facebook doesn't always tell me when you join me live. So if you just put a little emoji or a wave to say hello, I know who you are and that you're here. If it is your very first time on a live stream with me, please let me know as well, because that's really awesome. Cool. So I hope that you are just a tad bit intrigued with my title for today's live stream, which is your practice damn girl worthy? I'm not sure whether I said that in the best tone. And that is actually something that my 12-year-old have been saying of late. Obviously something that's been going around at school, right? You know, they go through those stages where they have these phrases and saying that they do, right? Like when it was the dab, and there's a certain type of Fortnite dance that's been going around that I look at it and go, you boys are crazy. And this is the current thing where, you know, every comment we make at home or my 16-year-old makes to him, it's like, damn girl. And as a result of that, that phrase has been in my mind of late. And I actually found myself in the gym this morning, right? As you do, that's where you need to start your Friday. Hey Martha, how are you? So excited to have you here. I'm hoping you've had a fabulous Friday thus far. I've just been talking about a little phrase my 12-year-old have been throwing around, saying, damn girl. And this morning I was at the gym, started off a bit quiet. I think a lot of people prefer not to go to the gym on a Friday morning. So I divide the gym into like the cardio section, then there's the weights, and then there's the serious weights section. And I was in the serious weights section this morning because I was having to do leg day based on what the PT has written up for me at the YMCA. And there was nobody. And I actually posted up a photo of me having the whole gym to myself. But of course, Murphy's Law, like 5 to 10 minutes later, somebody walks in and starts using it, which of course they're allowed to. And then more and more people started coming in, right? And at one point I was exercising my eye caught this lovely girl with the best body, with the best body. S beautiful, toned, just perfect in every way. She wasn't too skinny, she wasn't too bulky, just perfect. And my m mind goes, damn, girl, what you doing in here? It's like, what are you doing in the gym? You've got a perfect body, right? That was my first automatic thought that popped into my head. Okay, what are you doing here? As if the gym is only for people that want to lose weight, or you know, that where there has to be something wrong with you physically to actually come to the gym, right? And then I really thought about it, and then I realized, oh, hang on a bit, Gerda. The reason why she's looking so fine is because she is at the gym, because she probably comes to the gym, right? Because she's probably a regular gym user and has been for quite some time. Yes, I know that a lot of people are just born with amazing genes, right? Their DNA just sets them up for a great body. However, just like you can have great talent and DNA to become an amazing basketball player or equestrian horse rider or swimmer, unless you build that DNA, unless you practice it, okay, unless you use that talent, you're not going to get to your full potential, right? So, but I do acknowledge that a lot of people just has amazing DNA, right? But that only gets you so far. It only gets you so far. And I think it's so easy to say that that person is looking so amazing because they've got good genes or they've got a quick metabolism or something to that effect. But we don't always know the full story, right? And then, of course, my brain is always making connections between what I see happening in my life, what I see happening in nature, what I think about, what I see happening at the gym, with what I see happening in business, right? Because business is just part of what I do, running my practices and helping other practice owners. And I started to think about our topic of today, like asking that question, is your practice, damn girl, worthy, right? And knowing that your practice doesn't just one day get to look all fine, right? And be able to run, you know, profitably, and where everything is just amazing when people look at it, right? It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. And unless you are doing the work, you might find your practice becoming unfit. Like you might be if you stop going to the gym, right? Or you might find your practice becoming a bit overweight. Or if you don't feed it the proper nutrition, it might start to starve, right? It's very similar, like the way that you need to look after your body. And hence, it is a mindset thing, right? I see so many practice owners that when things get busy, they start to neglect themselves and they start to think, if I can just work harder and longer hours, things will get better. But very often it doesn't, right? Because doing the same thing just longer for more hours, or instead of doing this specific task or activity 100 times, you're now doing it 1,000 times, doesn't mean that you're going to get better unless you do the right thing, right? So when I, for example, spoke to the PT, because I've been going to this gym for more than a year now, and I thought this year I want to do something different, right? I need to mix things up. And so I made an appointment. I said, I want you to take me through all the machines. There's machines that I know exactly how to use, but there's lots of them that I avoid because I don't know how to use them, right? Because the thing is, your body get used to the same thing, right? You should really be mixing up your exercise every 3 or so months. All right, so, and that's what she said. She says, within 3 months, this is your program, we'll review it again. So I can now go in, do the machines, I know how it works, and then we'll review it, right? And I think a lot of times in business, we make the mistake of just doing the same thing over and over. And what happens? You go, oh, you might learn something new, you implement it, you do it, and then it takes you to this point, right? Now you need to think, okay, what is that next level? Let's not stagnate here. What is that next thing that I need to do? So it really becomes a mindset thing of, always thinking about growth, right? Always thinking about what is that next thing. I think one of the biggest mistakes we can do as a practice owner, as a business owner, and I know a lot of people try and get to this point because they want to have that, it's done. I'm where I wanted to be, right? The fact of the matter, that's not how business works. Okay, if you want to get to that point of, okay, now I don't have to do anything more, I can guarantee you your business is going to stagnate and it's going to die. Okay, because you're going to miss something. You're going to miss something, some other variable, some context, some new rule, regulation, strategy, tactic, context that's happening. You can't just go and sit back. Which I guess to some extent I do at my practices because I don't run it, but I've got people there with their finger on the pulse, attending stuff, listening what's happening and going on. And for a lot of you, if you haven't been able to extract yourself from your practices yet, that is you, right? And it's really such an important acceptance that you're never going to get to that point where you're going to go, oh, it's all done, nothing on my to-do list, no more growing to do. Because technology changes, your team changes, the culture in your team shifts, right? Things happening in your local community, things happening in our allied health industry, things happening with the government. Each time Australia appoints a new government, Liberal Labor, things change for us as allied health professionals because one of the first things they try and do is they play around with Medicare, they play around with funding, they change all the rules and operating procedures. It changes every time, right? And you need to be able to stay on top of those things. Like you need to go to the gym regularly, right? If you want to keep your muscles strong, you need to go to the gym regularly, otherwise it's going to deteriorate again, right? And then you'll get to a certain level. So let's say if you're doing leg presses, I think I'm not proud of this, but I did 90 kilos today. Do not judge me. I've just started with those heavy ones. Once I've done those for 90 days, for the next 3 months, I'll add some more stuff up, and then I need to, for the next 90 days, maybe do 120 or 130. I don't know what the PT is going to say. I'll follow her advice, right? And then I'm going to get used to that one again because you're going to be building strength. And if you do this, that is what happens. You build strength, you build resilience, which is so important, right? And as part of getting you there. All right, let me just refresh my page and see if there's any comments. I would love to hear your thoughts and your comments on this. Let me just scroll down. There we go. Hey, Martha. Martha's still here with me. All right. So there's so many takeaways. I don't know where to go first. The important thing is that you need to acknowledge there's a pathway to success, first and foremost. You don't just get to damn girl, okay? But then you also want to be honest with yourself in terms of going, where are you on this scale? And what does damn girl look like to you, right? What does that mean to you in terms of having a practice? So for me, that meant having a practice that can run in my absence while still paying myself a full-time wage, right? That's what I wanted. That is a damn goal practice, but even though that is for me personally, but I still wanted a practice that's going to keep on growing, okay? And that's going to keep on changing lives and helping more people in better ways. That to me is the damn goal practice. Now, for you, it could look different, okay? Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? When we look at people, when we look at the world, even if you look at flowers, you might like a certain type of flower and don't like another type, right? Not that I think that there's anything like an ugly flower, I've never seen one, but you know what I'm saying, right? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So two, you need to know what that looks like for you, and then you really need to be honest with yourself and saying, how far am I away from that? And I've been doing this private practice thing for quite some time, and that damn girl practice that I want is, constantly evading me. It's like, when you go into the desert and you haven't had water and food, not that I've been there, but I've seen sufficient movies. You haven't had food or water, and there's that thing in the distance, and it looks like maybe it's an oasis, right? And you go, oh yes, there's an oasis, I'm gonna get there, and then you walk closer and then there's nothing. Maybe that's what your damn girl practice has become, just this illusion, this thing that you constantly go after, and when you get there, it's like, it's not here. Where is it? It's gone, right? And that can really create a sense of disillusionment, especially if you're working really hard, but you might be working hard in the wrong ways, right? So you really need to be honest about that. And it's not a failure, guys. It's not a failure, right? If it was a failure, then I failed for the first 3 to 4 years of my business, right? I just didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know any other better way until I got myself a business coach and mentor. Let's have a look. I see a comment here from the lovely Martha. Martha says, I'm definitely going to have to listen to this later. It's a very noisy hair salon and can't read lips. Well, I'm very happy that you joined me from the hair salon, Martha. And as you can, I'm not sure if you can see, but I've been to the hair salon earlier today, just had a wash and a blow dry so that could be nice and fresh for the weekend. Martha says, thank you, good appears, damn girl, you're onto something here. It's my pleasure. Pleasure, Martha. So you need to acknowledge those first initial three things, right? And then I really encourage you to get some help, right? Like I, after more than 12 months of doing my own thing at the YMCA, going on the treadmills, using the I don't know what's the word, not the serious side of the gym, the not so serious side of the gym where there's still equipment and machinery, but it's like easy to figure out how this all works, right? And you just do it by yourself and you think, I've got this. I've come to that place where I've gone, well, I was bored and it's not helping me, right? I've come to a certain place and I'm stuck now. I've reached the ceiling in terms of my physical strength, my fitness, in terms of cardio and stuff like that. I need to do something differently, right? And that's when I booked in an appointment with the PT and I said, I want you to, this is what I want. I want a exercise routine for leg day and one for arm day. And arms are very important, I'll tell you that, because she took me through all the machines and showed me how it works. I kid you not, the one where you lie flat in your back and then you bench press this bar. She did say that bar itself is 20 Ks, kilograms. I could not lift that up. That's how bad the strength in my arms are. Okay, so if you've been following me on social media, you know that I'm a bit of a runner, right? So I run, and running isn't really arm exercises. It's more cardio, it's core exercises, it's legs. So my arms isn't as strong as it could be. And like I said, I've been using the baby side of the gym for when it comes to equipment and stuff. So now we're moving into the big guns, right? And I didn't realize that my arms were so weak. And it's the same with our business. You might think your arm game is fabulous, which could equate to you might think your marketing, your recruitment, your numbers, or even your mindset and your diary management and your customer service and your sales game is awesome. But is it really? You don't know until you know what the next level is, right? And that's where you need to call in the experts, like I did with my PT. And it's a bit of a okay, it's not a nice feeling. And I normally react to stuff like that with humor when it comes to my personal exercise stuff. But then I get all nice and serious and I go, okay, this is telling me something that I need to do something about it, right? Because obviously what I thought is possible, there's so much more to it. And I think one of the best parts of my job as a private practice success mentor and business coach is when I actually open up people's eyes to what is possible. Okay, one of the best parts when I run my one-day private practice success workshops is when I take people through the five levels of private practice development, right? And for the majority in the room, did not even comprehend what can be done at level four and five. Okay, they might have this idea when I say five levels, and they might think, oh, I'm probably four or five, right? But they don't meet criteria for what I consider to be a four and a five. Okay. And a lot of people, when I do that at the How to Start a Private Practice, that's even better than at the practice owner's workshop. So when I used to run the in-person How to Start a Private Practice workshops, hey, Stacey, thanks for hopping on. That was even the best because these were people not in private practice, had a bit of an idea of what it is that I wanted to do, and then I paint this picture for them based on data that I have, right? In terms of this is level one, two, three, four, and five. When I get to five, the room is like quiet. You could literally hear a penny drop, okay? Quiet, because people are just sitting there like, really, Gerda? Are you sure? Like, really? And I go, yeah. I've done it not once, but twice. Okay, take my word for it. It is possible and more so. Okay, so you really need to open your eyes and your ears to what is possible by calling in the experts. And that is what's going to get you to whatever that damn goal practice is for you, right? Because the fact of the matter is, the answer to my question, which is the topic of this live stream, the question I posed was, is your practice damn girl worthy? Well, it is worthy of it. Okay, it most certainly is. But it is up to you to get your practice there, nobody else. Okay, it is up to you to get your practice there. It is up to you to say that I'm gonna invest the time, money, energy, mindset, reflection, thoughtfulness, blood, sweat, and tears into getting it there. Okay? That I'm going to be willing to maybe step away from clinical work so that not all of it, a little bit, so that you have time to actually focus on your practice. That maybe you need to outsource your admin so that you have more time to work on your business. Otherwise, you're going to keep on spinning your wheels. You're going to stay stuck. And I know spinning your wheels is now a completely different, hey Demetrios, a completely different analogy than the whole gym analogy that I've been using, but you know what I'm saying, right? So again, it's up to you. You can continue to spin your wheels, or you can continue to be happy to get to this set level. But if you want to get your practice to damn girl status, you're going to have to do things differently. And it might mean, it probably means calling in an expert. Okay? Calling in an expert. Let me just have some water. So thirsty from all the talking. How much time do I have? 15 minutes before the kids get home. Please let me know if you've got any questions, if you've got any comments. I would love to hear your thoughts on all of these, right? Before I continue, so that I don't run out of time, I want to invite you. If this resonated with you, right? If you've listened to this and you've gone, yeah, Gerda, it's actually true, okay? I haven't reached damn girl status, and I've been doing the same thing for the last 6 months, or maybe for the last 6 years, and very little has changed. Then I want to invite you to consider joining me in my 6 month mentoring program called Ignite Your Practice. Okay, so when you start this program with me, what we do is I send you a questionnaire, and I call this my diagnostic assessment. Hey Melanie, how are you? I call it my diagnostic assessment of your private practice. You will complete it, you will send it to me. I'm gonna go through it, then we're gonna hop on a phone call. I'm gonna talk you through it. We're gonna plot where your practice is on my levels of private practice development, and then we're gonna get started on your 6 months. That's going to be like your pre-intervention assessment, right? So that we can go, this is where you're at right now. And then me and you are going to decide on your goals for the next 6 months. I'm going to work with you and talk to you about what specific goals do you need to work on across the seven secrets of private practice success. Okay, and then we're going to do mentoring together and coaching over the next 6 months. And then we're going to look at what movement has happened, what has changed, what is still the same, what is different, what has improved, right? And that's just to get us started. There's so much stuff included in the 6 month mentoring program. It's just too much to even mention here, and you get so many access. Well, you literally get access to all my online trainings that I've offered in the past, which, there's so many things there. So if you are interested, please send me an email to gerda@private-practice-success.com. Dot au. I should probably know my own email address, right? I rarely email myself. Let me just say that. I'm pretty normal in that I rarely email myself. So just send me an email. I'll pop it into the comments section, right? And then I will send you everything to let you know what's included. I mean, the quantifiable value where you can actually count the numbers in terms of what you're getting in terms of monetary value by far exceeds the investment into this program. Not even to talk about the mindset wins, the energy, the expansion wins, and then the return on investment that you will get once you start implementing the stuff that I'm going to tell you to do. And you will be implementing, because when you do mentoring and coaching, accountability and some ass kicking is part of the program. That's just how it is. So if you don't like your ass kicked in a supportive and loving manner, okay, then this is not for you. You need to be willing to invest, as I said earlier, the time, the energy, the money, the whatever is needed to get your practice to damn girl status, right? And I will hold your hand all the way as we reignite potentially, especially if you've been doing this a long time, then it might be reigniting, okay? Because I know how hard it can get and how demotivating it can get when you think that there's just no better than where I am right now. And I've got news for you, there's way better. Reigniting your passion, your purpose, your vision, your dreams for your private practice, because we can do it, okay? We will do it. And I should mention that I'm only taking on 10 people. First two places have already been taken, and we start on the 1st of March. Now, that might seem like it's still 2 weeks away, but as I said, if those eight places fill in the next 2 days, we're done, right? And the reason why there is a limit is because there's only one of me, right? I do not outsource my mentoring, because this is high-level mentoring. Nobody else can do this with you, okay? Nobody else is Gerda Mala. Nobody else has built two seven-figure award-winning private practices. I'm gonna be the one that's gonna hold your hand, is gonna support you. Yes, you're gonna be accountable. You're gonna have to be committed to doing the things and implementing like crazy, okay? And when I say like crazy, I'm not saying 24/7 work and hustle, right? If you follow me on social media, you will know that I'm all about self-care and building resilience. And this is part of the program. This is part of me showing you how to do things smarter so that you can look after yourself, right? My days, most days, start at 11. This morning, I've been to the gym, I've been to the hairdresser, I took myself to the coffee club for a one-on-one quick lunch of, I had the orange and avo salad with some smoked avocado and a skinny flat white, and I had my nails done. That was my Friday, right? So that I can really have my weekend to spend with my kids and with my family. So tomorrow it's like going to, there's indoor cricket. My hubby will probably do that with the boys. I'm gonna go with Cassie, my 16-year-old, to another school, which is like an hour away for her soccer match, so that I can be there and do that stuff while still doing laundry and all the other glamorous stuff that you need to do when you're a mom of three, right? But there's only one of me, like I said. I'm gonna hold your hand. It's gonna be only 10 people. We're gonna work really hard, but we're gonna address everything, including your own self-care. Okay, making sure that you have flow in your day, in your week, and in your months, and that you start to enjoy again what it is that you do. The reason why you went into private practice for the first time. Okay, we want to really reconnect with that vision and that passion that you had. So I really want to invite you to join me. Send me an email. I will be checking my emails of the weekends. The only thing I will be doing probably work-wise is checking my emails. And of course, being on social media, because I love social media. I just find it helps me feel connected to my community. And I do not look at my private practice success community as work. I just look at it as it's my community, right? Like you have a community of friends and family. That's what I see my PPS community as. So most definitely I will be available via email. I will only be checking these emails, right? I won't be responding to any others. I should tell you, one of my biggest flaws. Should I or should I not share this? Do I have time? Yes, I've got 7 minutes before the boys, particularly my daughter's very quiet, but the boys break down the front door and come into the house, Mom, Mom, and I need to listen to everything that's happened at school today. I will share with you one of my biggest flaws as a business owner, because guess what? I'm not perfect. Show me somebody who is. Okay, I'm not perfect. Now, this is a big secret, maybe not so big. Maybe I'm just procrastinating not to tell you because I feel a tad bit embarrassed about it. But here goes nothing. I am the worst at returning voice messages on my mobile phone. The worst. Okay? So bad. And if you've ever called me and left a message on my mobile, you will probably be aware of this. No, I'm talking personal mobile here, which I actually use as a business mobile for PPS. Interesting fact, I have only ever had one mobile number since I arrived in Australia. Okay, who else can say that? Let me know if you're in a similar situation. So I arrived in Australia in May 2005. I got a cell phone probably in the preceding the next 4 weeks or so, because of course you need a phone, right? And I've had the same number ever since. I've changed providers over the years. Optus, been with Virgin. I think I'm now back with Optus. I don't know. Same number. Same number. When I started my private practice, I used that as my contact phone number. I've always had this number on my business card. I know that's a whole other discussion, but even as a clinician, as a psychologist seeing clients, I always had it on my business card. I have it now on my website. It's a way for people to contact me through PPS. Despite all of that, I'm still terrible at answering messages, right? I'm terrible at answering the phone generally. Unless I know who's calling, I don't answer. And that's not an anxiety thing or anything. That is because I don't know how long that phone call is going to take, and my time is really important, right? So I like to, I guess, screen my phone calls in that way. I guess that's my thinking always, that if I have important people in my lives, I always put their contact details in my phone, so when they call, I know I will answer, right? But if it's just a random call, I might only have 2 minutes to talk now. What if this is going to be a 15-minute phone call, right? Then I don't want to answer it, so then I'll let it go to voicemail, and then I'm terrible at listening to my messages. So much so that this week I changed the message on, the voicemail answering message, and it now says something like, "Hey, this is Gerda Muller, clinical psychologist and private practice success business coach and mentor. I'm not available right now. However, your phone call is really important to me. But I must admit that I am terrible at answering voice messages. Very human here. That's one of my biggest mistakes. So please, if it's urgent, send me an email, and this is my email address, or send me a text. was something to that effect, right? I didn't even write it down. I just told Abby, Abby, I need to fix this right now because I'm never going to change. Like, I've been like this. And it's really, again, that awareness and that acknowledgement that I'm really bad with this. So I need to problem solve this in another way, right? And rather tell people to text me and rather tell people to email me, because the chances are greater that that's going to be attended to, right? And since having Abby as my personal assistant, it's become easier for me to just give her the phone, right? Because she's like sitting over there in the opposite side of the room and she could answer the phone, and she does that very often. But you know, when I'm out of about, she's not always with me, right? So that is my biggest flaw, something that I've always felt a tad embarrassed about and bad about, because that's customer service, right? Customer service. Now, that being said, at my practice, I'm very strict on answering the phone, right? At the front desk, we've got a strict policy that that phone shouldn't ring more than 3 times. You need to answer it. We even have a cordless phone. So if the girls walk all the way to the back where we've got an extra printer, where there's, you know, all our resources and assessment protocols, so if they need to do stuff there, that they can take the phone with them so that they can answer it. We even have another phone where you can pick up the front office line in our storeroom, which is also located at the back, right? Very strict with that. We also have a very strict policy at the practice, and it's on our voice message at the practice that we will endeavor to return the clients a phone message within a set number of hours, and then reception knows that they need to get their goal, their KPI here, so to speak, their key performance indicator, is to return all phone calls within 2 hours from when the message was left, right? So you can see I know the importance of it from a customer service perspective, but I also know me, and I think it's so important as a business owner to know what your shortfalls are, what your shortcomings are, and then to actively seek out solutions for that. And across a lot of stuff, because I've got a lot of shortcomings, right? I knew very little about running a business when I started my business, which is why I, you know, 3 years in, when I realized that I was actually failing at this because I wasn't growing, I was consistently struggling, that I hired my first business coach and mentor. And I learned so much from that experience. Looking back, if I knew what I knew now, I would have done that from the start. Okay. But hindsight, you know, is 2020. I think if I had to do it again without knowing, I again would have done it by myself, because we just expect ourselves to do it, right? So maybe that's part of the process, that you first need to struggle before you get to that point where you go, I've had it, okay? Maybe I need to give up here trying to do it myself and accept help. And how ironic is that? Because we're in the helping profession, right? We are so used to being the one to rescue, so used to being the one to reach out to someone else. When it comes to us, we're horrible at helping ourselves. 9 out of 10 times, right? We just have such high expectations because we identify with the role of helper. We identify with the role of being a rescuer, potentially, although that might be an unconscious identifier, right? That doesn't come naturally to go sucking at this thing called running my own private practice and I need some help, please. And then that's just step one, right? We know that. It's one thing coming in for therapy. It's one thing putting up your hand. It's one thing going, yes, I'm going to get myself a business coach and mentor. It's another thing then going through with it and doing it. And, you know, just like therapy, counseling is an emotionally painful process. Learning those skills and making the changes needed within your business is a painful, very painful and very uncomfortable process, but it is so worth it. Like, you know how worth it is for your clients when they sit through the emotional pain and they get the help that they need, and 6 months after therapy you both are like celebrating the results and the outcomes and the growth and, you know, all that personal development that's happened for that person. The same happens when you do business coaching and mentoring. Take my word for it. I've been there, done that. The same happens. So if you're ready to ignite your practice with me and a handful of other private practice owners sharing very similar challenges to yourself, please send me an email. Let me know and we can get you all set up and started, because there will be work that we're going to do between now and March. So those people that, you know, hop on before March, and I know this is going to sell out, right? So don't delay. We're going to get your diagnostic assessment done. We're going to hop on the phone so that I can talk you through what it is that I'm going to need you to do. And of course, I will listen to what it is that you want, right? I'm not that pushy that you're just going to do what I tell you. I promise it's going to be very collaborative. All right, I'm going to love and leave you so that I can get ready for the onslaught that is after school on a Friday, right? And I probably need to start getting dinner ready as well. I will speak to you all soon. Please, if you're listening to the recording, comment. I'm going to come back over the weekend and I'm going to listen to what you have to say and comment and respond back. Have a fabulous day. And remember, as always, all you need to do is say yes to your very own ultimate level 5 private practice. And I'll speak to you again very soon. Bye for now.